Well, I was living at home with my mother and father, and my sister was still there, and my brother, in Page Street, in one of the new flats then, of course. And when the war broke out, the sirens went, and somebody said there was a plane coming down, and it had been shot down or something. And all the women locally went out with the carving knives, because it was a Sunday. They were all ready to carve the dinner, and they went out to carve whoever was coming down out the plane. Daytime, we stayed indoors, and if the raid, if the sirens went off, we used to just go somewhere away from any glass. In our flat, we had a central hallway with all the doors leading off, so we used to go out there, and I used to have, we used to all stand there. And we used to go every night at 5 o'clock to the central hall, and then you'd go in and go down in the basement. There was all bunks there, and used to take coffee or whatever you wanted, because there wasn't any foodstuffs down there. And then about 8 o'clock in the morning, we used to come back home again and stay in the flats. But then when the bombing got bad, of course, if you were out, you just went in the nearest place you happened to be standing outside if the sirens went off. Went up to Newcastle to stay with my father's brother, and the night we got up there, they started bombing the docks at Newcastle, so I came back home again after about a week. Also during the war, they had a scheme where pregnant women could go away into the country. Lord Rothschild gave some of his big houses as nursing homes, so you went there during the week before the baby was due, and you had the baby, and then you stayed there for a week, and then you came home again. So my son was born in Tring in Hertfordshire, although he lived in Westminster the rest of the time. And the week we came back, they started the doodlebugs, but you got so used to them that you, in a way, you didn't, you just look for the nearest shelter and you'd go in. Oh, as I say, on the side of the flats they put semi-shelters, which were just basically built on the side. And one night we had a very nice porter in Page Street. He was the chief porter, and he used to go down to the shelter, and he happened to come up that night to, there was an argument between some young people or whatever, and the bomb hit the shelter and he was killed. Mr. Bone was his name. So that sticks in my mind. We used to just live for the day, basically. You didn't make any plans for tomorrow or next week, because you didn't know whether you'd be there or not.